Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimble. And we're going to go ahead and start off Lego Movie 2. We finally got an announcement on that and in the form of a poster. And we got a date-ish. February 2019.
Yes. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
So, I want it. I want it now.
The first one was an extremely enjoyable movie, so I'm really, really excited for the second one. I know Stephanie somewhere is really, really happy.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple, like, it was movie details on Reddit. And I don't know if it's because, like, the announcement got made, like, the poster came out or whatever. But just people picking out different things that I didn't notice in the first one made me want to go back and watch the first one again. Because I love that movie. That's a legitimately great movie.
It is a great movie. Dalton, you didn't like that one, right?
It's not that I didn't. It didn't appeal to me a whole lot. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is amazing. It was like, oh, that was a movie. It
blows my mind.
Right? Really, yeah.
Like, from this dude especially. Because I thought about it for a second. I was like, why isn't Dalton inputting on Lego Movie 2? Oh, wait.
It's one of his glaring flaws.
Yeah, like, I feel like I remember Stephanie wanting to rip him apart when she found out.
Yes, that's actually what I thought about.
And then, like, all the movies I love, she's like, oh, those are horrible. I'd be like, likewise.
But, like, it's just weird with his love of Lego and other Lego video games.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the disconnect there. I've watched it, like, twice. I even bought it on a Black Friday to be like, all right, I'm going to give this a second shot. It was, like, $5. And I was just like, there's a disconnect there, and I don't know what it is. Amazing voice cast. Like, I just didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
Because it's a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well say
and
that.
And let me reiterate, I didn't say that the movie is trash and you're trash people for liking a trash movie. I just said.
Because you know you don't want to die today.
And that. But, like, I don't think it's, like, it's not bad. I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I you may as well be telling me that you believe the sky is green, because, like, that would make as much sense to me.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, it could have been a terrible movie. This easily could have just been like a cheap, we have the license to this property, let's just crap something out. But it's not. It was done with so much, like, love and respect with all of these different, you know, properties interacting with each other, and
just like that plot twist at the end,
yeah,
it was good. Like, it was all just so good.
It was so good.
I just rewatched Lego Batman, so now I'm gonna have to go and rewatch the Lego movie.
I really, really liked Lego Batman. I didn't like it. I don't think I liked it as much as the Lego movie, but I think that was mostly just the story that it told.
Yeah,
like, no, there was a lot of really great stuff with it, and I really dug. It's just that the
overarching story.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of stuff about Lego Batman that I really enjoyed, but yeah, I think I did it like the Lego movie more. Yeah. Did you like Lego Batman?
I have not seen Lego Batman.
Now he just told me the sky is purple. Like,
I mean, I've seen some messed up stuff. This is Missouri.
Purple sky actually is, like, that's fairly.
Like, I get what you're saying and I completely respect it, but you're kind of wrong on that one from time to time.
I will say, not seeing a movie isn't that weird. In general, especially coming from him.
Well, I mean, like, for certain movies, but, like, for Lego, I just feel like especially Lego Batman, I know how he feels about the games.
Yeah.
So I just kind of assumed.
If it was Lego Marvel, he'd have seen it.
That's probably.
Yeah, those games are substantially better, minus the Avengers game. I critique those Lego games like they're all God of War, where I'm like, I have to put every ounce of respect into this before I say it. I didn't like a lot of the Batman games. Like, Lego Batman 2 was awesome. Lego Batman 3 was okay.
I never played any of them.
Yeah, no, and that's like Lego Marvel. I'm getting my way through Lego Marvel 2. It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah. But anyway.
Took the damn X-Men out of it.
All right. Well, with some Marvel-ish news, we have a rumor for the bad guy for Spider-Man Homecoming 2 and the actor poised to play the bad guy. We're going to get Mysterio.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good old fishbowl head.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is the rumored actor.
Is there a matter? We have no idea.
Homecoming 2 should be next year.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is that before or after the new Avengers? When does this take place in?
Homecoming 2 will have to be after the Avengers 4.
Okay.
Be a real boring movie.
That's what I won't, but like, I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just that lost. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
The tumbleweed rolling across the screen.
That's why I'm just like, clearly these people have no, because there can't be a second Spider-Man movie.
Well,
that would make no sense.
We can't say
as
why.
As much money as that movie has made, I feel like they've probably watched it.
I just wanted to make sure that, like, it was in that series still tied in.
Yeah. MCU sure. proper.
Unless they do, like, Ant-Man and Wasp, where it's a
prequel,
which that would be a bummer.
It would be a huge bummer, but I don't see that happening, especially if the movie is releasing next year.
Let me see.
Because I know it's after part two.
Okay.
Are they going to call it Spider-Man Homecoming 2?
I don't know. It's probably just going to be Spider-Man and then some other subtitle.
That's what I was thinking.
Would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing right now I have Spider-Man Homecoming 2, 2019 fantasy action. And that's just me Googling it.
Because it does seem like the MCU in general is moving away from numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going with subtitles or changing the title in general.
Yeah.
Because that's been the last
Avengers,
several.
Avengers, Captain America, Thor.
Yep.
Yeah, like Iron Man was the only one.
Iron Man and then Guardians of the Galaxy had Volume 2, but that more is a rip on...
For music and...
Yep.
Yeah.
...than it is, like, actually giving it a number. Yeah. But, yeah, for the most part, it's been, like, you had Thor 2, because it was...
It was Thor 2, the Dark World.
Dark World, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had Iron Man 1, 2, and Iron Man 1, 2, and 3 had actual numbers in the title. Other than that,
Captain America went straight to subtitles.
Yeah, because it went Captain America. It was the first Avenger, the Winter. It had all of them at subtitles.
Yeah, yep.
The first Avenger, Winter Soldier, and
that's
then Civil
so weird.
War.
They just did that on Iron Man.
Yeah,
I mean that's their baby. That was their bread and butter. So that's why they did that.
Was it Avengers 2 Age of Ultron or was it just
I think
Avengers?
It was just Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
I think that was just Age of Ultron. Yeah,
I think it was 2. I can't remember if it.
But I do distinctly remember there being. Marketing promos that just had
with
a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I'm picturing that floating right there, that there's a 2 next to it.
Right. So I think that one may have had a 2 in it, at least in some marketing materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, they've seemed to be going away from it. So yeah, it's probably going to be Spider-Man something.
Yeah. But Mysterio. Mm. I'm so glad that they're not immediately going back to like the huge Spider-Man villains from like the movies they've already done, because it wasn't a great version of it, but we did get Shocker in Homecoming.
Yeah.
Which, Shocker's my favorite Spider-Man villain.
That is interesting to me.
No, because it's stupid, but it's just like, as a kid in the cartoon, I loved the costume. I love, like...
That quilted yellow...
Right, yeah. I thought his powers were awesome, even though he didn't have any powers, he just had those gauntlets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, and they didn't really use the gauntlets.
The same
They
way.
Were melee, but, I mean, but it was still cool. And like,
I still remember when I saw the jacket on the first guy. I was like, oh, that looks kind of like the Shocker outfit.
Sleeves, and then
he picks up the gauntlets, and I'm like, oh, that is the Shocker. And then like he immediately goes out, and I'm like, oh, well,
you're
okay.
The Shocker now. I love that.
That was great.
But Mysterio is one of my favorite villains of all time, just because of he's my favorite boss fight in any video game.
Mm-hmm.
was that Spider-Man 2?
I think so, yeah. The one where it's like,
oh, yeah,
he had health bars.
Yeah, it's just like, so because you've been fighting people and like you see their health bar, so his goes like, his fills up to green and then to yellow and then to red and then to purple, and it just keeps going, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. And then you hit him once and they all just immediately drain. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a really just fun bit.
And like where we are with movies and his, you know,
illusion abilities.
I'm real excited. This has the potential to be. It has the potential to be awful. Like if like the CGI, because like some of the Marvel movies, you have to admit, there are sections of CGI that are just bad, bad.
Like we haven't had any like truly horrendous CGI since
Infinity War 2. There is a scene in the final battle, including I don't know how spoiler we can get, but
I'd say very light,
involving Banner.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was real bad.
Yeah.
But so, it could be really, really cool stuff.
Because for the most part, like, I remember in Age of Ultron, there was some pretty bad CG at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, the CG for the MCU has mostly been really on point.
Oh, it's mostly really good. It's just when it's not really, really good, it's really, really bad. There's not really
a middle.
In between.
Fair enough. But I mean, with what they did with the Vulture, like, I have full confidence in them. If they could make the Vulture awesome, I am sure Mysterio is going to be incredible.
Yeah. Hyped. I hope this is real.
That would be amazing.
Also, Jake Gyllenhaal is a really good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, this is a rumor. This is not any kind of confirmed, so please don't. Whenever this doesn't end up being true, please just don't think, well, the guys on Nerd Up said that blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. Right, so another possible movie news, the next non-main Star Wars movie looks like it, or not next, one of the next ones looks like it may be a Boba Fett movie. And it'll be written and directed by James Mangold, the guy behind Logan. So that actually could be really cool.
That's going to be a lot of death.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely love a dark and gritty Boba Fett movie.
I would be super excited to see Boba Fett do anything.
Yeah.
It'd be a first outside of a video game.
Fight me, internet. Boba Fett is only cool in Star Wars because he looks cool. He has a cool outfit. He did nothing of consequence in all three of those movies except for die.
And I mean, even Django. Like, Django was a little bit cooler. But then you go to the extended universe, and that's where everybody's like, but Boba's awesome there. Well, yeah, because he was already popular for some reason.
Right. Like, also now, so.
Right.
Now he has a chance to actually be an actual, you know, awesome character.
Yeah, and like I said, I am all about a dark and gritty Boba Fett movie.
Do you think they do, like, that cheeky thing where he doesn't get his, that Mandalorian armor until, the like, very the end?
I could absolutely see that happening. One of the fan opinions that I saw that I actually really like the idea of is somebody getting the Mandalorian armor out of the Sarlacc pit and then just donning it and taking on the name Boba Fett because
that would be just hilarious.
Riding the popularity of the name and getting like these high end bounties and stuff.
I actually kind of
but
do.
It's some like it's like me.
No,
that's like messing stuff up. No, that's what I want
a
comedy.
No, like it's like a booster gold. Type, like, it's just some low-level nobody who just lucks his way into finding that armor and then starts calling himself Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would actually be really interested in seeing that.
That one's free.
Yep. Yeah, no, that sounds awesome to me. But either way, like, even if it is just straight up Boba Fett, like, if it's a prequel story takes place between the prequels and the original trilogy, that would be fine with me. Or if even it takes place after 6 and it's Boba survived the Sarlacc pit, like I would be fine with either of those scenarios.
I don't want him to survive the Sarlacc pit.
I don't either, but I really just, I don't know. I don't care. I just want a dark and gritty Boba movie.
I feel like I'm actually I would be more likely to see Boba Fett than I would be to see Solo. Cause I still haven't seen Deadpool 2 and that's way higher on my priority list to see, like, in theater.
That's fair.
Whereas, because it's like, even just from what I've seen in the trailers, like the guy who plays Solo, you can't live up to Harrison Ford, but Boba Fett, you don't have that kind of connection because he said like 3 words and he's entirely hidden behind the armor.
Yeah, and I will say, like, yeah, it's really, really hard for any human being to live up to Harrison Ford.
Right, that's just unfair for them to cast anyone.
Yeah, that's unfair to that kid. That being the goal. Yeah.
But props to them for not just doing an awful CG render of a young Harrison Ford throughout the movie.
Oh, that would have been so bad.
It would have been atrocious. Like, horrendously awful. But yeah, no, it's an unfair expectation of a human being to stand up to Harrison Ford in his prime. Like it just,
no. Yeah.
Or even old Harrison Ford for that matter.
Had to look up who Boba Fett was. There's a lot of, hard passing Jeremy Bullock. I Googled his name. I didn't know who played Boba Fett because you don't.
Yeah, you never really see him.
Yeah. Yeah. It could just be a random stunt guy.
You saw Solo this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did I not mention that in the pre-show?
No.
Spoiler-free review?
I don't think you did.
I mean, you might have said it.
We were segging way into it, though.
No, I did mean to talk about the Star Wars stuff later, so I could, but forget it. I'll do it now. so, yeah, I did see Solo this morning. Nobody else has seen Solo at this table, correct?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Solo this morning. I actually really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I went in with expectations pretty low, but ended up being just a really fun Star Wars movie, and I absolutely recommend seeing it in theaters full price if you're a Star Wars fan, because it's just a fun movie. And unlike Rogue One, where you kind of knew just because of the nature of the film that everyone was gonna die, unlike that, you've got, you know, Lando, Han, and Chewie.
Yay!
Wait, are they in danger?
God, Dalton, why? anyway, yeah, you know they all live because the original trilogy is a thing, and that's the whole reason for this movie existing. So, yeah, you have, like, they don't try to, like, tease you into thinking that they're gonna die. Like, yeah, they're put in dangerous spots and they have to survive stuff. Yeah. But there's
that would
not
be
like
the most boring movie in the world. No, it's just poker night at Han's house.
Yeah, but like, if you told me that they were gonna make a Lando host a poker night and it's starring Donald Glover as Lando,
oh yeah, no, I would. Oh, I'd be
like,
right,
yeah. I'm watching that movie.
Donald Glover, I mean, I know this is no shocker. This is probably the least surprising thing I'll say on this show. Donald Glover knocks it out of the park as Lando Calrissian.
Here's my shocked face.
It was so good. Like, and the kid they got for Han Solo actually did a great job. Like, he obviously they can't get there. We already talked about it. It's too difficult. But he does a great job of embodying the personality of Han Solo, yeah, especially like a young Han Solo that hasn't really.
We haven't seen a young one, so you only imagine.
Right. Like, you know, just this kid from like some rough streets and stuff like that, like trying to grow up. You could see him kind of like work himself into the charming, suave smuggler that we get in the original trilogy. And yeah, it does a really, really good job. Like, I really, really enjoyed this movie, and I still. Like, even knowing, with just the nature of the movie, effectively what was going to happen at the end, there were still some twists that I was surprised about. There was some stuff that made me happy. There were some true fan service-y moments that weren't, like, Gotham fan service bad. Like, it was just subtle stuff. Like, one of them I almost missed entirely. And it was just a completely, like, different context, but still a reference to a famous Han quote, and I almost missed it. It was that subtle, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. As opposed to, like I said, some other stuff. Like Gotham is always my best example because
they beat you over the head with it.
Exactly. And in this one, like I said, it's a Star Wars movie that everybody can enjoy, the hardcore fans and the casual fans alike, in my opinion, because it's got that like deeper stuff in there that you're like, if you're a overzealous fan of the series, you're like, yeah, that's cool. That is a cool, like, deep cut right there. And if you're not, like, a huge super fan, then you don't miss anything with it. Like, it's just, yeah, it's a little bit of fan service. And I liked it.
It looked good. I want to see it.
He's good. He's very good.
I was planning on seeing it, but, like I said, I still haven't seen Deadpool yet.
I was going to try and see it before the show, but it was 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I said, oh, that's not enough time by when we get back from hiking. So.
Yeah, it is not a short movie.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be that long, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why.
I guess
most
I thought
it'd be like
Star
an hour
movies
and 40
are at least 2 hours.
Something.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I absolutely recommend seeing this one in theaters full price. Like, if you're any kind of a Star Wars fan, like, I know that.
Is it pretty PG? Maybe I'll make Mike go on Tuesday.
Let me check on the IMDb.
Okay,
it's definitely
PG-13. But because of like a few words, because he's heard words, so that's not like a huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a bit of language. There is some, I mean, there's a lot of on-screen death. So that might be, I mean, that's up to you.
Although I did take him to see Black Panther, so he's probably fine.
Yeah, I don't think this is any worse than Black Panther.
All right, yeah, no.
But yeah, no, it's a pretty enjoyable movie. Like, I absolutely recommend seeing this in theaters. And like I said, I know there's some controversy on the internet. Like, some people just, apparently this is another polarizing film. And
I think every Star Wars movie from now until we are all gone and they stop making Star Wars movies, every Star Wars film is going to be polarizing.
Rogue One was pretty well.
Yeah, that accepted. One was pretty well received.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know I'm on the way high end of people who enjoyed that movie, but I can't recall anyone actually saying, no, this is just bad.
I know there's one individual that didn't like it because everybody dies. But I'm not. But yeah, like it's I don't know anybody that outright disliked the
movie.
It's
still a good movie. It's just not
right. It's worth not. It's not a happy go.
It's not worth it.
It's not a happy fun time. It's like playing through Halo Reach.
Right.
Just being like
Halo Reach was a great game, but you know that ends poorly.
Mm-hmm. And boy, does it.
Oh, God, does it.
Well, great. Now I got to figure out what happens with that game.
No, you don't. It's pretty basic.
Yeah. Damn. Like, it takes place before Halo 1. Like,
and it takes place at a location of a very well-known, like, loss of a pretty critical loss for the humans.
Oh. Yeah. Because it's where the Covenant attacks first.
Oh, Covenants are some not nice people, huh?
Yeah. All right, before we get into Halo history here, I highly recommend full price on Solo. Speaking, though, of Deadpool 2, has anybody else here watched Deadpool 2 since...
Well, I don't know if you did my review, but yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, I did call out your review, but go ahead and you guys can throw out your Deadpool 2 reviews.
Right now. Right, go watch it.
I really liked it. I don't know if I liked it more than the first one or not, but I know I really liked it.
I really liked it.
I did not cry.
I did. Because I think I don't know if I was talking to Dave at Villainous Grounds. I think I'm just now hitting a point in my life to where I'm getting older. And I stay crying. So, like, it's really
easy. Says the youngest guy at this table.
Yeah, I know. But maybe it's just it's hitting me weird. But I'm crying at almost everything now in life. I don't know why, but it got me. That being said, I love the fact that they only – I think that, like, they didn't really rehash a lot of the old jokes. Like, they touched on a couple of them, but it wasn't overdone.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny.
It was.
A lot of misdirects from the trailer to the actual movie, which was amazing. Made me sad. Amazing. But yeah, no, go. It's a full price.
Yeah, definitely.
If you still haven't seen this movie by now, like Asa.
Yes.
Well, go hit that up on Tuesday.
When?
Or.
Because I work.
I was about to say.
And then we record a show.
I know a certain individual that's off tomorrow and could go before 11 get it for the cheap price.
Yeah, but I have to go work out before. Like, super early, because they close at noon tomorrow.
Ew. That's gross.
It is. Not looking forward to that.
No, I mean, you can, after the show. We'll talk about it after the show.
We'll plan your life after the show.
But either way, both of those movies are just great. All right, what else do we have? Did I say Venture Bros yet?
No.
All
right, cool. Venture Bros is returning to Adult Swim this summer. We talked about it before with, like, Rick and Morty and stuff like that with, you know, other fans of Adult Swim shows. Understand the weight that you get. This is the first new Venture Brothers, not Adventure Brothers. This is the first new Venture Bros since 2000, I think I read 14 was the last new season of Good Venture Lord. Bros.
Never watched it, so I don't know.
I haven't either. But
I've seen, like, a couple episodes, and it wasn't for
4 years.
Yeah, I mean, like... This started when I was in high. I was a junior in high school when Venture Bros debuted.
I was going to say, I remember seeing it on Adult Swim and skipping it.
And I think they only have 6 seasons.
I tried to jump, like, I wanted to jump into it because I would always see it on Adult Swim, and it either came on right before or right after something that I did actually watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember missing, like, the first. They were probably within season 2 or 3 at this point, and that's not a show you can just kind of go in blind.
Yeah, there are some episodes that you can,
but any time that I tried, it was like I had no idea who anyone was. I couldn't tell who the bad guy. I couldn't tell which one was supposed to be the bad guy. Like
sometimes it's confusing, even if you're keeping up with it.
It's one of those things that's like I know people who like it love it, so I want to give it a shot. I just haven't had a chance to.
It is really good. The first season, in my opinion, is kind of hard to get through. But if you ask people like Kevin Schenkelberg, they'll tell you that the first season is the best.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, it really hits its stride in the second season. Also, for reference, for those of you who don't know how old I am, junior year in high school for me would have been like 05, 06.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when the show started. It is now 2018, and they have had 6 seasons. So
I was in middle school.
Yeah, 13 years, 6 seasons, one every 2 years, maybe.
Right.
And some of those, like, they would get, and they're not long seasons either, and some of them you would get, like, 1 year you'd get a season, next year you get a season, and they take, like, a 4-year hiatus, which is what they've been on now. And that was a huge shocker, because it's been rumored for a while now that they're going to get more Venture Bros, but the official announcement came saying, you know, this summer, it's already summer. So we're getting in like the next couple of months.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it could probably be like an August.
It could be, yeah. Drop. But either way, like that's still August is barely more than 2 months away.
Right, which is cool. Like it's not like, you know, the Rick and Morty. Hey, you're getting 70 more episodes. When? Yeah.
You're getting 70 more episodes.
Yep. So we probably will. It'll likely be a similar situation where we'll know about it like a few months beforehand, when the first new episode of Rick and Morty is going to hit. Or they'll just do what they did to us last time, like new episode right now.
They won't.
What?
Dan, that apparently made that April Fool's, like they premiered the first episode of season 3. That apparently made both like Justin and Dan and everyone who worked on that show's life a living hell. And so they're like, yeah, never again. We thought it would be funny, and it was not. And then something happened within production that delayed the rest of the season even further because they thought there wasn't going to be as big of a gap.
Yeah, because I remember it was something like 5 or 6 months between that April Fool's episode and the next new episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
So I don't think they're going to do that again.
Yeah, I don't blame them because that was quite the fiasco. All right, so in more rumor mill stuff here, at Daredevil Season 3, there's a crew jacket that leaked that may confirm Bullseye as a character in the next season, which, huge deal.
Do want.
Yeah. Bullseye is one of, like, Daredevil's biggest antagonists. Like
I would say he is. Like, between, like, minus Kingpin.
Right. Like, you could almost say Bullseye, I would almost put him as, like, the Joker to Daredevil's Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty significant.
Yeah. For lack of a better comparison.
Right. Like, that's just...
Or like Spider-Man's Osborn.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a way better comparison because they both have a ton of villains. They also both share a bunch of villains, Spider-Man and Daredevil. That's the biggest one for sure. Mm-hmm. And then a whole bunch of minor villains.
But Bullseye is pretty... almost exclusively a Daredevil villain.
Yeah, you do not see Bullseye outside of Daredevil very often, with the exception of like some Dark Avengers stuff and you know maybe some other team-up stuff. But yeah, very rarely do you see Bullseye outside of a Daredevil book. And yeah, no, I'm pretty excited. Bullseye, if done correctly, is a really cool character. So this will be neat. And it would make sense with some possible character deaths. And, I mean, we'll have to see what happens. Because Bullseye has not been kind to Daredevil over the years.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, like, real no.
Real no.
Plus, with the way Defenders left off with Daredevil, like, I'm excited for the third season.
Me too.
Especially because, like, okay, if we're moving away from the Hand and, like, we're getting back to more Matt and Foggy. Yeah. Stuff, yeah.
The Adventures of Matt and Foggy, I'm on board.
Yep.
With some carrot in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Bullseye. Because Bullseye.
Like a great party.
I'd really rather not mix Bullseye with Foggy or Karen, though. Like, if I'm being 100% honest, like.
That's a reasonable fear. Very reasonable fear.
He don't miss.
No, he don't.
He's like Hawkeye, but with guns.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And meaner.
Yeah, and I mean, like, well, really, any projectiles. He likes throwing stuff.
What was the Ben Affleck movie? Because it was Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell was, Bullseye in that movie.
What was the, like, didn't he use a playing card on, like, the airplane or something? Or no, it was the, he flicked, like, a peanut into someone's mouth and made him choke.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that movie was garbage. Like,
easy.
The director's cut. The director's cut is fine.
I enjoyed that movie a lot. The main director's cut is really solid. No, it's fine.
You're allowed to like bad movies. Like, I'm not going to say.
Look. Let's just smooth past it.
We've established you don't like the Lego movie, so you don't have a whole lot of weight behind what you call a good or a bad movie.
Are you going to say that movie was good?
The director's cut.
Was okay.
It was. I'd give it good.
Hey, Charlie Cox said, like, this was something I almost talked about because we're talking about Daredevil a little bit. Charlie Cox did say that Ben Affleck's Daredevil was fantastic. Those were the words that Charlie Cox used.
He's not from around here. He don't
know.
No
one knows more about Daredevil than Daredevil.
That's right.
We were at the panel. We know differently.
That's true. He didn't know a lot.
Thank you, Mandy. But thank
knows,
you so much.
He knows what
I'm
he's
sorry
saying.
For agreeing with Dalton.
I thought it was just me and Dalton at that panel. Who are these people talking about other stuff?
I'm sorry for agreeing with him.
It was just that 1 ounce of...
God, no, wait. Yeah, I thought you and I were the only ones that went to the Charlie Cox
they
panel.
They were there for that one.
Andrew and I were seeing Sean McGuire from Once Upon a Time, but we came in halfway through.
Yeah. Because
mine was ending when yours was starting. So we were just like.
Because that was like the big Saturday night panel.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they didn't screw us like they did this year, where they were like, oh, the one panel you want to go see? Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't really screw us so much. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have to leave early.
Yeah. We had to leave early. Yeah. Imagine that again.
But anyway, I'm really, really excited about this. All right, something I'm not excited about because I might actually have to get caught up on this show. Gotham, the fifth and final season has been confirmed to be...
No.
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 I don't know
what
that
is. Not even a little bit.
0 Year is basically the first year that Batman shows up to Gotham and the Riddler takes over. Oh. And shuts down all, shuts everything down. Which, the 0 Year arc in Snyder's New 52 run, really solid. Yep. Wasn't my favorite arc of that, run. I know a lot of people would consider it to be a low point, but even a low point in how amazing that run was is still really good.
Yeah, no, if you've got somebody shoveling out platinum, like when they occasionally just throw you gold, mm-hmm. like it seems like a real low point, but it's still gold.
Yeah. And here's what I have an issue with. I only watched season one. Isn't Bruce like 8?
No, he's like 14. Old. He's like 14 now.
All right. So in what's
5 years? I thought he was like 12 or 13 in the first season.
He looked pretty young in the commercials, but damn, I haven't seen young. It.
He's still
young.
No, yeah. He's still That's a child. Like, he's a child still.
Yeah.
So
the
final season is going to be like a 10-year jump in time?
I don't think it's a final season.
It is a final
season. Is it the final season? Okay. I thought you said fifth.
Fifth and final.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed the final part. But yeah, I don't know. They might do something like that. I don't have a whole lot of room to talk because I tried to watch about half of the first season and I just hated it. I hated the way that they chose to portray Gotham in general, and the
super heavy-handed fan service.
Maybe if I go back and try to rewatch it, understanding the fact that no, this is not a Batman story. This is not a traditional, like, this is a whole other universe. This is just how things are playing out in this universe. Maybe I'll like it more.
It's a different Batman storyline for you to enjoy.
But
it's not enjoyable.
But it was so hard to enjoy because it was just very much like, oh, here's Pamela Isley. She likes flowers.
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about that.
Her dad's last name is Isley.
Isley?
Like Pamela Isley. Now, you may recognize that name because she likes flowers. Oh, I hated it.
You know, they were really, really heavy-handed references in general. And then you had, like, this is Selina Kyle. She's a cat burglar. And they were basically just name-dropping all over the place.
Mm-hmm. She's a cat burglar.
Yeah.
And she might as well have been that.
Because it was, again... very heavy-handed, but it did get better once they got over that.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first two seasons, and then I remember the third season, it just wasn't interesting to me. Like, it got to a point where it was building up in my Hulu queue, and I had no interest in watching it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, clearly I don't actually like this show, so I'm just going to stop.
I also think that part of my problem with it is because, like, it wasn't what they advertised to me.
No.
What they told me I was getting is the early days of Jim Gordon on the ground, street level police work. Yes, give me that. Instead, it was
so little of that.
So little of that, and then like they immediately jump into more like not quite supervillains, but like way too close to supervillains.
Because it was
I don't want that.
Yeah, basically, we got Jim Gordon dealing with early versions or like. Diet versions of Batman supervillains
right.
is what we got, and it wasn't what I wanted, and it wasn't good.
Gordon's not as cool as Batman, and these versions of the villains we're getting are not the full fledged,
right?
Like the diet version, yeah, is exactly, and it's just like that's not
yep.
fun.
It's not satisfying. It wasn't enjoyable. Like there were some story arcs that were really good, and I enjoyed them, but for the most part, eh.
That said, the actor who plays the Penguin.
He was awesome.
Like he was almost enough to make me power through the entire first season because he did such Robin Lord Taylor, I think is his name. He was so good, and that was such an interesting take on the Penguin
mm-hmm.
that like I do like it is every time that some news has come out about Gotham, and I've been like maybe I should give it another chance. I do want to see more of him.
I've always wanted to watch it. It's just on the list.
the ever growing list of Mandy's.
The kid that plays. Bruce Wayne is 17.
Okay, but how old is the character?
Oh, no, I'm not.
The age
saying.
Of the actor means nothing.
Especially like when you get Tom Holland, who's in his 20s, able to play like a freshman in high
school.
Batman
is 20?
Do what?
He was 20?
Yeah, he was like, when that movie was filming, he was 21.
Oh, my goodness. I can't really talk this, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah, no, Tom Holland is significantly younger than he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Older than he looks?
He's significantly older than he looks, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, we got there.
We did it.
All right. And then something else that I'm absolutely not excited about. We talked about this a little bit on the Thursday show. There's going to be a new Thundercats cartoon. Have you guys seen the artwork?
No. Doesn't it kind of look like Steven Universe?
It does.
It looks terrible.
Well, now I'm going to have to look this up.
It looks terrible.
And it's going to be one of those shows that, like, I'm sure the writing is going to be awesome. And I'm going to hear so many people saying, like, you should absolutely watch this new Thundercats show. It's really good. And I'm going to be like, but
I can't take them seriously. You do not look like you can whoop some butt and be like, Thundercat. No, you'd be like, whatever I said on the Thursday show.
Right.
Raining kittens or something.
Because it's not an action. It doesn't look like an action show. It looks like a goofy cartoon.
So they Teen Titans Go'd it.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was, yeah, we talked about that on Thursday too. It was like, they took something I loved and then they made it for younger kids, like 8 and 9 year olds. And I'm right?
Yep.
Don't these executives know that they need to be catering to the 28-year-olds who don't really...
They're the ones buying the toys.
Yeah.
I don't buy Thundercat toys.
Not yet.
Especially, what if you liked the show?
This is really...
That's fair. That is totally fair because they make a bunch of those.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk about on Thursday? Because it's really disappointing that apparently there was a really, really great Thundercats reboot a few years ago that was canceled before it hit air because they released the toys before the show.
Mm-hmm.
The toys didn't sell... Because no one had seen the show, so they don't. So they're just like, "Oh, Thundercats, whatever."
Oh, cool! Mm-hmm. A new wave of Thundercats toys.
Yeah.
They didn't sell. They sold so poorly that they didn't even bother to air the show. Canceled it because the toys were but apparently it was like from all of the people who worked on it and like people who had seen the screeners, they're like, "This is amazing."
No, I didn't know anything about that because that's such a dumb idea. Like, mm-hmm. of course kids aren't going to be interested in the toys before they've seen the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
And that's why they canceled Young Justice the first time.
Well, no, at least Young Justice, we got 2 seasons
that's
of
true,
it.
Yeah.
It just didn't sell toys because, yeah.
Also, did they make a lot of Young Justice toys? Because I feel like I would know about that.
No, they didn't. They didn't make toys. They did not make toys for Dalton.
Yeah.
Let me say that.
Because I thought a lot of the stuff that you got out of Young Justice were like accessories and then like the really cheap little toys.
Maybe.
Yeah. They didn't make any like...
Anything meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't do action.
They didn't make any good action figures for Young... God, I am 25 years old and I need to reevaluate my life.
It's fine.
After just buying a wrestling ring.
Shut up. Don't say... That's for PWU. That's...
I'm overthrowing it.
All right. Well, the next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. You can stop there for all your comic book needs. And while you're there, get a cup of coffee, a smoothie, some cheesecake. They've got all sorts of great stuff.
Cheesecake?
You ever get their cheesecake?
Cheesecake? No, I haven't been there in so long. They probably don't remember who I am.
No, they definitely do.
They're too good for this world. They remember who you are, but they miss you.
They do.
And they have cheesecake. It's legit.
Oh my god,
good.
I love cheesecake.
It's so good. It's have you ever had the Cheesecake Ninja stuff?
No.
It's that dude. It's real good. You get that with their coffee. Then you can buy some comic books with it.
With the nitro hot chocolate.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Then for me, they give me action figures with it too. Well, I pay for them, but
All right. So yeah, great shop, great store, great people. Everything about that place is wonderful. I wish it were closer to me.
Why am I here now? I want to be there now.
They're not open right now. You're fine.
This is like the first week that I'm not like at work and I didn't go there and I feel kind of empty inside. Like, I was like, oh,
you're going to have to start going on Fridays with us again.
No, I go back to work next week. So my first day back is Wednesday. So it's like, oh, I'm going to get new comic books twice in a week and it's going to feel weird and I'm going to spend so much and I'm going to love it. But wait, what's new with the comic books this week, Jesse?
In comic books, Supergirl issue 21 is going to start a new creative team and a new look for Supergirl. It'll be Mark Andraco and Kevin Maguire is the creative team that is writer and artist respectively. The costume is really interesting. Dawn, get that pulled up and just show
people. Why she need a new outfit?
I don't know. Sometimes people just like to give new outfits to people.
I mean, she is a girl. She needs a new outfit.
But this outfit, like, Supergirl. Have you seen it yet?
No. What do I need to type in?
Just type in, like, new Supergirl.
Okay, cool.
Like, that should get you there.
That won't give me a TV show.
Her normal is just, like, the blue-looking thing, right? Sure with the cape or something like that.
Look, I'm only looking at Supergirl right now.
Yeah, she normally has, like, it's different, a lot of stuff, but typically it's like a blue skirt with a white top with the S on it.
Yeah.
Is the general Supergirl, but she's had like variations on that even in like the Rebirth run.
There you go.
But yeah, the new Supergirl looks.
Ace has it pulled up.
She looks like she has like a blue bodysuit on with a black t-shirt over it and a.
The red sash?
Is it a cape? Is it a sash? Is it, but it goes everywhere? Like, around, like it's underwear at the same time as the cape with the set? I'm so confused.
I don't know if there's,
let me see this.
Give me one second. I think there might be, yeah, okay, there's a, and then there's a.
Oh, okay.
It's
I
a
like
different.
The hood.
I think, yeah, I think it looks interesting.
This picture looks way better than the other one you gave me.
Also,
but
apparently this isn't
here, Dalton,
like a.
So you can see it too. Because it also has, like, it has a hood. It reminds me a lot, like, there's a lot of elements to it that are
kind of
similar to Spider-Gwen.
I wish she didn't have the red capey slash
that's dumb
sashy
looking.
Thing. I like the black shirt hood thing with the boots.
Yeah, because she's wearing, like, a hooded vest
mm-hmm.
kind
Which
of
I
a
like,
situation.
Yeah. I like that. That red flare needs to leave.
Yeah,
I think it looks interesting. Also, apparently this isn't, like, a new permanent outfit. Like,
damn.
It's specific to something that she is like doing.
Okay, that's fair. It is an interesting look, and I really like the. I don't know. For some reason, I really dig the how Spider-Gwen has the hood.
Yeah, I like hoods, so I'm on board.
Right, it's just cool. So it's an interesting costume for sure. The red sash though is definitely weird.
Yes,
like I would have preferred it because they also give her a cape in addition.
Yeah,
and honestly, I would have preferred her with just like. I don't know, a blue bodysuit effectively, because that's kind of what she has on anyway. Mm-hmm. And then just that hooded
vest yep.
over it. That would have been really cool looking.
Yeah,
but
I think that outfit, the picture Asa showed me without that red thing, and she'd look pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And practical to kick butt.
Yeah.
That red thing flowing, what are you going to do? It's going to be in your face when
you're going to choke somebody out with that?
Yeah.
But honestly, like, if you're Supergirl or if you're a Kryptonian, you really don't like need a particular outfit to be able to kick butt. You just kind of
okay. Well,
do
it. She can look better while doing it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. But yeah, like, cause Kryptonians are kind of OP. They just
a little bit, especially with that yellow sun.
Mm-hmm. Give them a red sun, just take them down to our level. But yeah, so that's happening. Marvel has announced after we finish the four-issue miniseries. We're getting the Hunt for Wolverine Dead Ends, and that'll be the conclusion. Charles Soule is writing it. It'll be released August 29th. And then solicitations for September has shown us that we will be getting a new Wolverine number one. So presumably current, present-day Logan. And I have actually finally started reading Hunt for Wolverine, and I've seen how they bring him back to life.
So I was going to start those. Well, I was going to start reading get more caught up on the books that I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
But the top of my pile is that Detective Comics
okay.
that I just bought, and I can't bring myself to read it yet.
The last of Tinian's run.
Because we didn't talk about this before, but just briefly, Tinian is leaving Detective Comics. His last book came out not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before, I think.
It was either this last Wednesday or the one before.
It was,
sure
it was one of those
one.
Two.
Yeah.
But, and you know, you've heard me talk about this before. That is my favorite book coming out of Rebirth. It has its lower points, but like there's just something about it that I have loved all the way through. And the fact that he's leaving really bums me out, especially considering that like things have happened in the last few issues, like within the last like two arcs, I should say, that really kind of seem like it's building up towards a longer, like much more elaborate story. And now that he's leaving, I'm like, oh, are they just going to drop it? Are we just not going to see these characters anymore? Like, what's
happening?
I don't, not okay with it.
Yeah, because I mean, we do have like a, because I think the next issue is just going to be
a replacement team for one issue.
Yep.
And then there's a 5-issue run with a, like, with another team.
And then they start like the main new run.
Yeah.
With the new creative team. So yeah, there's going to be just 6 issues in there of filler material, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And
we I would imagine that that 5-issue run will be a solid arc.
Yeah, it definitely will be. The 1 issue is going to be completely filler issue,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, you'll get a 5-issue filler arc And then, yeah, you'll move back on to, like, the main story that I guess has been set up already.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Or they may just do that in that arc. Because Detective Comics, like, is... it's the same thing with Action Comics. Mm-hmm. Like, the story could just change.
It wouldn't surprise...
Dynamics can change. Like, everything can change.
It wouldn't surprise me that it wouldn't... That it may just turn into the Tim Drake Batman book.
Yeah.
Or, like, that could be the new focus. Because... But...
Things or they could just release a Tim Drake book. And
they, like, won't do that.
I know, because nobody would buy it.
Nope.
Which is a real bummer.
It's a shame. Like, I'm not saying that because I, yeah, screw Tim Drake. It's just, no, that's, yeah. We have to live in the real world sometimes.
And yeah, people are barely buying Nightwing. There's no way they're going to buy a Red Robin book.
Because I was wanting to read the Hunt for Wolverines that I have now, because I have all of the ones that have come out so far.
Yeah, you have all the issue ones of the four different ones. I've read Hunt for Wolverine, and then I've read Weapons Lost, which is the Charles Soule book, and I've read the first issue of something of Adamantium, Claws of Adamantium. I think that's what it's called.
Maybe I'm not 100. I don't remember the names of them all.
Yeah, it's something with Adamantium, and then the other one's Mystery and Madripoor. And then the fourth one is Claws of a Killer. Other way around. Third is Claws of a Killer. Fourth one is Mystery and Madripoor.
What's the reading order? Is it you read all the number ones first, and then you go to the number twos? Or is it you just, like, this is a number one of one book, this is a number one of a whole other book?
Yeah, that. Okay. Basically, you do the Hunt for Wolverine, the main one first, and that sets up the four miniseries.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you read each one of those. Like, I've been reading them in, like, release order. But I think you could read just one set of the miniseries and miss nothing from the other three.
Okay.
Like, if you don't read any of the other ones, like if you just read one arc and then you read Dead Ends, you're going to miss stuff because apparently there's going to be clues in each book about where Wolverine actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tom Taylor's book and Charles Soule's book are both solid, like the first issue anyway, because Charles Soule that's the Weapons Lost. That one is Daredevil. He recruits Misty Knight and Frank McGee, an Inhuman detective. And then you've got the I wish I could remember what that one was. The second released book. It's something of Adamantium. Like, it's, I know Tom Taylor's writing it.
Is he the one who did X-23? The All-New Wolverine?
All-New Wolverine, yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that one is mainly featuring Iron Man, but he also recruits a lot of the new Avengers from that, like, short run, which was... Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Spider-Man, and Wolverine. So you have, like, all of those, minus obviously Wolverine, trying to find Wolverine. And it starts with, like, that one starts with them going to this black market bidding war where someone is selling the genetic code of a particular superhero, and they're not releasing the name of it, and the timing with, you know, Logan's body turning up missing and this happening is really coincidental, so they go to check it out. And yeah, that one's so far, like I said, really good. I haven't read the other two yet because I'm missing the first issue of Claws of a Killer because the cover that I want isn't in yet.
Oh, that's because you're getting the
collaborative cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So yeah. Mezco's making another Wolverine figure.
Yeah.
I have it pre-ordered. Logan with just the pants and tank top.
Is it Old Man Logan? Or
no,
is
no,
it
I already
just...
have Old Man Logan.
I know you do.
And X-Force Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have so many Wolverines? I thought you
I
hated
don't know.
That character.
No, I mean, I there's also a Cyclops that's coming out that I will also buy.
So now, you are at 3/4 of your Mezco collection are Wolverine.
Yeah,
and 1/4 is Deadpool.
Hey.
Those ones he bought at ICC?
Yeah, I bought another one, and I have another one on order.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Still ain't got that Spider-Man, though.
Still ain't got
Didn't
that Spider-Man.
Did you just say you need to, like, get your life together, like, 20 minutes ago?
I did this pre-revelation. I can't tell Matt a toy bomb that I'm not buying it.
Okay. I just wanted to
I
make
can't
sure.
be a garbage human. I already don't.
Too yet. Late.
He's, I was like, yeah.
So anyway, going back here before we'll stop bashing Dalton for a minute. All right, so yeah, the Hunt for Wolverine stuff. Like, we're getting an official Wolverine book. We don't know who's writing it or drawing it yet or any of the other information, but yeah. I know Charles Soule is writing the Dead Ends, and he's pretty excited about it because he's kind of infamous at this point for killing X-Men. And in an interview, he said he's really excited to be bringing one back to life for once because he is the one that wrote the story of Wolverine's death in 2014.
That's kind
of
funny.
But anyway, Another DC news, they're debuting a new Night Force in Wolfman's Raven number 7. The Night Force has been a group of basically mystical characters that are fighting off the forces of evil. And yeah, we've got a whole new lineup for that team in, I guess, number 7 of Wolfman's 8-issue run on Raven. And I think, or maybe it's 12 issues. I don't remember. I want to say it's 8.
They've been doing both.
Yeah.
I'm not positive which one. It's probably one or the other.
I have everything that's been released of it so far, but I haven't read it yet. I have a problem.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this anyway because I like Raven a lot.
Do we have who is on it?
We have a few of the characters. Obviously, it's Raven, and then let me see. Talk amongst yourselves for just a second because I thought I had this.
Are
link
we talking
and I
about
didn't.
Like Raven from Teen Titans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't think I zoned out on anything. I just want to make sure. So she's getting her own book.
Well, she has a 6-issue miniseries like right at the beginning of Rebirth.
Okay.
That went over really, really well, apparently. But they didn't give her a new ongoing. They gave her another like miniseries, but it's an extended one because, like Jesse said, it's either 8 or 12. I don't remember which.
Is this like before she joined the Titans or something? Or
I think she's
or is it just like
yeah. I think it's during because she's like in the Teen Titans book okay. right now.
But she does look significantly older in the promo image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember being in Teen Titans.
It's going to have Clarion, the Witch Boy, Black Alice, Zachary Zatara, Kid Devil, and Tracy 13 is the new Night Force team.
Huh.
And the original Night Force, it was in the 80s when it released, and it was just, kind of a similar deal.
My brain went to maybe we'll get a Justice League Dark team that I actually want. No, we didn't.
Nope, we did not. though, I mean, I'll read it because it seems cool. But yeah, this is the promo image. I'll see if I can do this without breaking anything. That's the promo image. And Raven looks significantly older than she does in the Teen Titans books.
Yeah. She looks image. Cool, though.
She does.
She's got that weird, why are her hips 3 feet away from her?
It's just one. Comic she's book sticking art. Her one out.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, like dodging something.
I guess.
Yeah, and
be a girl for a minute, Asa, and figure it out.
No.
And I also, I really want more Zatanna. I finally started reading Mystic U, which the first book is actually kind of interesting. The way they set it up is a lot different than what I thought it was going to be. It's not a straight-up prequel story. There's a reason why they're rewriting the history of these characters.
That's good.
Yeah, it's neat. But anyway, all right, so and then video game news. This portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including their social media links, backlog of all their shows, and I highly recommend, while you're looking through that backlog, the History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one every month on the last Wednesday. All right, Battlefield 5 got an official reveal trailer. Did you guys watch that or not?
Yes.
Okay, it's very World War II. For those that haven't seen it.
Not according to the internet.
Yeah, it's kind of. Lots of World War II, weapons and
The internet's real mad because there's a lady.
But there's a woman that's fighting in this war.
Yeah.
So.
Wasn't a woman already on the cover of a Battlefield game?
This one.
Yeah.
Is this the only one?
As far as I know.
I'm pretty sure,
the other Battlefield soldiers.
They also complained about, because you could have customizable characters in Battlefield 1.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, there weren't women, and women didn't exist before 1970. And it's stupid.
Yeah, because it's a British woman, I think.
Yeah.
And she's an amputee.
Mm-hmm.
And in one part of the trailer, she actually saves a dude by just bashing a guy in the skull with a bat.
A cricket bat?
Yep. That was kind of neat.
Damn.
I have no horse in the Battlefield race because I've not played. I think I played a little bit of Battlefield 4 because I got it for super cheap on a Black Friday sale. But I didn't super enjoy it. I hated that trailer, though. Everything moved. It moved so fast. Nothing felt like it mattered. People are, hiding behind historical inaccuracies. But it's what part of anything that just happened in that trailer would even be remotely historically accurate other than the weapons?
Because, it was basically just a whole bunch of explosions, a whole bunch of vehicles. It's like they did what looks like will be the opening cinematic for this game. And yeah, it's just explosions and planes and vehicles. It's chaos. Mm-hmm. Pure chaos.
They threw a HUD up in the middle of it for like 10 seconds for no reason. Yeah, because it looked like
you controlled the character for a minute.
But yeah. You clearly didn't. Yeah. Like, that was very clearly not gameplay.
It was also weird, because they also had, like, a guy with an LMG that reloaded it after 5 shots, and, like, that you don't do that.
Right.
It's an LMG.
But they went through the entire...
He didn't play multiplayer enough, so he didn't get the extended mag.
It took longer to reload the LMG than the amount of time he fired it.
Yeah, because LMGs take a long time to reload. It was weird. Like, everything about it just felt off.
Because you usually get more than 5 shots on a reload.
Yeah, and if it's anything like, you know, previous Battlefield games, if you reload early, you lose all the ammo that was in that magazine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he would have lost like 80 rounds. But anyway, it's interesting. I'm also, like, I haven't been a fan of Battlefield since Battlefield 2 on the PC. And folks know I'm not talking about Bad Company 2. There was a Battlefield 2 way back in the day.
Now, wasn't that the third Battlefield 2?
That was actually the first Battlefield 2, but no, anyway. I don't know. I'm not any more or less excited about this game.
I did go and watch the full conference for Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more excited for it than I was last week, just because now I have a better understanding of, like, what they were talking about, having actually seen them talk about it.
Yeah. It looks neat.
The having to actually, like, push a button to regain health is interesting.
Yeah. That's going to create a lot of interesting scenarios. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. All right. Nintendo has applied for an N64 trademark. So what this means, like, we don't know exactly what it's for. Given the current trend, it's very likely that we're about to get an N64 mini.
Which means we can all play the only game that matters on N64. No Mercy.
It's not going to come bundled with it,
nope.
Which is a huge shame.
We'll have to get it in there. Like, we'll have to.
There will be a way. We'll talk to our black magician, Billy, who can.
Yes. Wait a minute, we have the coolest black magician name in the world,
Billy.
But anyway,
If this comes out, I want to get it because I want to be able to, like, put No Mercy on it.
Yeah.
And there are other N64 games that I like. It would be kind of cool to go back to. But I feel like this is the one that they may go insane and do, like, 4 controllers. And it's, like, $120.
Yeah, I can absolutely see that, if not more. If it comes bundled with 4 controllers, mm-hmm. it will probably be $150 to $200.
And I don't want that to happen. It would be so much cooler if they would just release it with, like, 1 controller.
Or even two.
See, and I would rather, if it meant we got more games and it was cheaper, I would rather them do 1 controller. Because that was why the SNES Mini was $30 more expensive.
Yeah, because
you got 2 controllers than the 1.
Yeah, I don't think it'll impact the games either way.
Yeah, but. Well, the SNES Mini had, like, fewer games than the NES did.
Yeah, because that I don't was think just it, space requirements.
Yeah. Well, I call BS because my,
yeah, you could put
my
a whole
SNES
lot more
Mini
there.
Has a large amount of games on it.
Yeah.
But if it comes out, I'm going to want it, which is stupid because that'll make me want the NES Mini even more because then I'll have all of them.
Fortunately for you, they are re-releasing the NES Mini and the SNES Mini.
That's good.
Yeah, I already got a SNES Mini. I got the one that I wanted.
I want one. I want it more just to have it because I have so many systems, even though I don't need it. I want it.
No, that's fair. Like, I haven't really, like, I basically picked mine up, beat the crap out of Star Fox and Star Fox 2, and I also beat Metroid because I never did that as a kid. Like, Super Metroid because I never did that as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really touched it since. But either way, it's a cool system. Like, I busted out, like, every once in a while.
I
wanna
play,
like,
Excitebike.
People. Yeah, I know you like your Excitebike.
I do. I remember playing it here, and I think Billy brought his, and I said, oh! I was excited.
It's also a shame, like, if we get the N64 Classic, or Mini, or whatever the hell they call it, like, we're not going to get Banjo-Kazooie. We're not going to get, like...
We might.
I mean, there are going to be a lot of games that aren't going to be bundled with it.
We'll get that.
You can.
You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
The normal people won't get them. We will find a way around it.
See, I honestly think, like, because there were just a ton of games on the N64 that were super popular. So, I mean, I guarantee we'll get Mario. We'll get Smash Brothers.
Well, yeah, we'll get the ones that don't require third-party weird, crazy licensing because Rare doesn't own... Like, I don't know if Rare still owns the Banjo-Kazooie license. I don't know if that went to someone else.
Well, that went to Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft owns Rare, but yeah, no, I don't think anybody has Banjo.
But at the same time, like, Microsoft...
Or Nintendo has Banjo.
Microsoft has been working with Nintendo more and more lately between, like, the Minecraft stuff, the crossplay, like all sorts of crossplay stuff there. Like, so I mean, there might be a deal where we get some of those old Rare games. I would be genuinely surprised if we did, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, because I mean, there were a ton of good Rare games on the N64.
Killed it.
Yeah, no, that was a golden era for that company.
The only one I see that would make it on there is Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah,
because Rare made that. That's the only one that they don't have.
It wasn't Rare, but I'd rather get Diddy Kong Racing. If we were getting a 3D open world Donkey Kong game, I want Diddy Kong Racing.
That one game was really, really fun.
That was a good one.
Because, I mean, I guarantee we'll get Mario Kart, we'll get Smash Brothers, we'll get Mario 64.
Ocarina of Time.
We'll definitely
Majora's
get Ocarina
Mask.
Of Time. Ooh, wow. Might get... I don't think we'll get both. I think we'll get one or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I think we'll get both.
I don't.
I honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised at either. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way.
Is this going to have two or four ports, I wonder, though?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. Like,
because Smash wouldn't be near as fun or Mario Kart if it only gave two ports.
Right. I would bet that we're going to get four ports on it. Can you
imagine a mini N64 controller?
Oh, no. It'll be the normal controller.
Could you just imagine, though?
That would be awful.
For you, sorry. That would be okay.
Mandy would be dominant.
I would excel. That's like when we play Mario Kart with the Switch ones. That was like perfect for me.
Oh, that was hell. I remember that. It was just like, I can't use this.
Mm-hmm. And I had my Pro Controller. But I very much think, like, if we do get this system, I really hope that the controllers are like the old N64 controllers that we can mod and put in good sticks. Because, let's be honest, even a brand spanking new N64 controller... That stick was usable for the first, like, 3 months maybe of play.
And then they would make you have a game where you had to wiggle it back and forth rapidly and break it every time.
Right. Because you put your whole hand, like your palm on it.
Because we were dumb kids. Yeah. We were all dumb. I broke
you
one of my...
You didn't use your thumb.
Yeah, no.
That's right? A phone going off there.
Yeah, that was just a really, really loud vibrate.
I thought it was like an Amber Alert or something. Like, somebody missed it?
Nope. But anyway.
Oh, you know they're going to put a Mario Party in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to break that stick.
Speaking of breaking.
Because that's what ruined my sticks when I was a kid was absolutely Mario Party. Because, yeah, like the WCW NWO games, you had to use the stick for your special. But it's just quick little hit and you get it.
Yeah, it's a flick because the wrestling games aren't dumb. If we get Pokemon Stadiums with those.
I'll probably get one of them.
Pokemon Snap. Which, I mean, I have
probably
it now,
not.
But
yeah, that one I don't see.
I don't think it's more likely. I don't think it's less likely than Stadium. Because especially like look through the Wii U's life cycle, people were clamoring for a Snap remake or a new Snap.
Well,
game.
The only reason I'm saying that is just because of the way the like developer or the person that made Pokemon Snap just like we're not gonna make another game because people have cameras.
Yeah, they don't have to. They don't have to make another game.
Yeah, you're not making another one.
It's
you're
already there.
Nostalgia. That's why everyone's buying these things, anyways.
Accurate. All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and finish it off with Take-Two has promised that Red Dead Redemption 2 will not be delayed again. And to that, I say that's cute.
Remember when Sean Murphy was like, "No delays ever."
2 days later, delayed.
Within a week of the announcement.
Which,
so...
I mean, to be fair, like, this is already coming off of, what, two delays?
Yeah.
Already? So, I mean, I believe it.
I mean, I would not be surprised if there wasn't a delay. Mm-hmm. I also would not be surprised if there were three more. I would
I
be
don't
upset.
Think it would, I don't think it would be. I don't think it could be that delayed.
I don't either. But, like I said, it's one of those things that wouldn't surprise me.
Unless they decided, like, yeah, there's no way we're going to win any Game of the Year award now that God of War's out. Like, so let's just push it to 2019.
Compete for that game of the year.
Sorry, every other developer that has already abandoned their release window so they don't have to compete with us.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, just give up.
I know.
It'll be nice if we ever get it. That's how I am. I know. They showed me gameplay. I'm pretty sure that was a fever dream.
Okay, but like, I don't like that gameplay. There is too much stuff going on. I just want to slash some people. I don't want 8,000 summon things. Like, there was one that looked cool where, like, the Keyblade transformed or something, but it is so, so completely different game. Like, it's not... Like, I'm scared now. I'm still going to blow my money and buy it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're buying steelbooks.
Just like those FMA manga books that are coming out.
Oh, they're $20 a piece.
I'm going to do it. You know it. Oh, God. You knew it as soon as I saw that. I went, oh, my bank account.
How many books are there?
19.
At 20 a pop?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
That's like three ways of action figures. Oh, wait. That's not bad.
You're my friend. You got to accept me.
Boy. All right, guys. We're not the ones spending the money, Asa.
You pre-ordered Mezco figures. Yeah. One of your Mezco figures could pay for four of these.
I haven't. Hey. I don't think I've had a spend monster moment other than the God of War, the Stonemason edition.
Do you want to help me then?
There's other stuff coming out. I mean, like, I still need to get Tropical Freeze and Mario Tennis Aces is coming out soon.
Oh, my God. Quit talking.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.